Some new guidelines that could help tech companies be better for society. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, unpacking the business of technology. I'm Molly Wood. Facebook and Twitter and Google have been invited to Capitol Hill tomorrow to testify in hearings about possible bias on their platforms. The companies have all been pledging to do better in recent months, but the fact is, these platforms have been used in some cases to undermine democracy, incite violence, and spread hate speech. Jane McGonigal is a game developer and researcher at the Institute for the Future. That group and a couple others just released an online toolkit that they're calling an ethical operating system. It's questions and exercises to help aspiring Googles and Facebooks and Twitters not be evil. I asked Jane for an example.
What might happen when employment decisions are made on algorithms that assess our mental health, right? There are already researchers figuring out how to tell if you are prone to depression or anxiety, or you might be a narcissist or a sociopath, just based on which things you like or favorite on your social media feeds. And what if employers had that data and they were using it to decide who they want to hire? Do we want people assessing our mental health using our public behavior on the internet?
Are you trying to differentiate between companies that really need to think about this, or do you think every startup needs to really think about this?
You can't always predict what seems like a trivial app, how it will go on to evolve and scale. Obviously, nobody thought that deciding which of your college classmates were hot or not was going to turn into the most important connecting technological platform on the planet 10 years later. So embedding this way of thinking in a company early on, it gives us all more of a fighting chance.
Mm-hmm. When you're asking startups to think this way and companies, how much of a difference can this approach make when the incentives not to act in the best interest of society can be pretty strong? And by incentives, I mean billions of dollars, unfortunately.
Yeah. I think what we've seen recently at Google is a good indication that companies are going to need to listen to their employees about the kind of work that they want to do. So recently, there were over 1,000 signatories on an open letter of Google employees saying, we need to have more transparency about the work we're doing in China. We want to understand the ramifications for freedom of speech, and we don't want to do work that has a negative impact on people's ability to live freely. And I think if you want to have a company of functional people who are excited to change the world, that companies are going to have to be ethical in the same way that companies are increasingly having to be sustainable. It's just going to be something that we do to keep people excited about doing this work.
Jane McGonigal is a game developer and researcher at the Institute for the Future. About 20 tech companies and programs are piloting the ideas in the ethical operating system, including the global startup incubator TechStars. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.